Okay, I want to spend... I'm going to move out of the way over here. Should have done that a long time ago. I want to spend a little time this morning kind of recapping. Normally we spend a Sunday talking about our mission trip. And this week I want to spend a little time just mentioning each of our activities that we did this summer, because I know we have some new members. I know we have some visitors that I knew were going to be here this morning. And so I wanted to kind of give you an overview of some of the things that took place this summer. The summer programs here in Reach are the foundation of what we do. They really build the momentum for the rest of the year. We build up a new crop of kids who come and visit with friends, or we pick up new kids for day camp, or whatever the case is, and then that group then begins and does what we do throughout the year, which is Bible study and kids club and those sorts of things. The kids from summer to summer, and most of the teachers can attest to this, talk how they look forward to the next summer when the other summer ends. I've had some of the students, some of the girls especially, who the week after camp, when's camp next year? I don't want to think about it. Right? As adults, you know, we're ready to be kind of past this point and moving into a little bit supposedly a little slower time, but the kids, like, look forward to these things every year. And what we do now over the past maybe 3 or 4 years has become a great foundation for what we accomplished during the year for Reach. So I wanted to just kind of mention briefly some of the programs that we did, and then we're going to spend a little more time this morning talking about our mission trip. And I got Chris and Brandon that are going to help me this morning kind of give some thoughts about the trips. The first thing I want to mention is during the summer we have three day camps, and the first one is this year. It was in the very beginning of June, and it's hosted by the Cabot Church of Christ Youth Group. And this is a really cool picture that TJ sent to me of a picture of their group in front of TJ's parents' house. It's a very, very great group of kids and a very experienced group of kids. Most of these kids had been here multiple times, and TJ always says, he says, you know, guys, maybe we should try somewhere else. And they say, well, we don't know if you're going to Nashville, but we're going to Nashville because that's what we want to do. And so we've really gained a lot of great relationships from this group. And this year we were privileged to have, on the left in the red shirt and in the red colored dress or whatever you want to say, the preacher from Cabot and his wife were here this whole time this year. I'd been begging him. We visit Cabot when we go to Searcy to see Courtney. We usually try to make it over to Cabot to see TJ and the group. And every year I go to Chuck and I say, Chuck, when are you gonna come over, man? When are you gonna come over? And so he actually found out that Tim Davidson was going to take him to play golf, so he came over because he's an avid golfer. But anyway, he taught the Bible class on Sunday morning, and he was here every day during the day camp, and he and his wife were an integral part of that time. And TJ, of course, is up the very top on the right, and TJ is a former student of mine in the youth ministry at Rivergate, and so proud of what TJ has been able to accomplish. And this has become kind of the foundation for what their group does in the summer as well. Each day we it usually starts out a little slow, but by the end of the camp we were averaging 35 to 40 kids during the day camp that week. And this is our final day picture. Kids in the yellow are all the Cabot kids, and everyone else is either our kids or our kids, you know, our teens or our young kids that were here for camp. And so it was a really, really great week. And I do want to say this at the beginning, and I'm going to say it again at the end, but we have an awesome team of people here at Echo Hills that participate in these. And one of the things I really like is that we don't have to do everything. People don't have to participate in everything. I know that's a shock to Betsy and to Kim, that they don't have to do everything, and Sean and Chef, you know, because they're pretty much at everything. But we had different people that work in and out and come and do what they can. And you'll see some of our adults scattered around up there for that week, and it was just a great week. Then the second day camp we had was, and it was actually right following that. We ended that day camp on Sunday, and this day camp started on Monday. Fantastic planning by our director. He's an idiot. Anyway, now it worked out that way because of snow. They had snow days, and they had to come later. And so anyway, it was a day camp run by an independent nonprofit, and it's basically one guy that runs it. His name is Wade Thornton, and actually Jared is the one that put us onto this a couple years ago because Jared, well, more than a couple now, Jared worked there. And so they allow our kids to come there. They have eight counselors who deal with the kids all the whole day. They feed them lunch for free. They let them swim. They sometimes ride horseback. They go fishing. They do all these sorts of things. It's out in the middle of Franklin. It's about a 45-minute drive from here. We pack the kids on the vans or on the bus, and we drive there every morning, and we pack them up, and we drive them home every afternoon through rush hour traffic. It's a real joy. It is a real pleasure, let me tell you. And we thought, you know, we'll have two vans this summer, and we'll be in air conditioning, and the air conditioner went out in the one van. And so we ended up taking the bus anyway. That was just fantastic. It's all Brandon's fault. So this is kind of a picture of the pavilion. The kids are lined up to get a snack in the afternoon. They have a really nice facility there, and Mr. Thornton invites us back every year. He's already invited us back for next year. And we took between 30 and 35 kids every day, and we could have taken a lot more. We tried to limit. He had another group there at the same time, so we tried to limit it to 30 to 35 so we wouldn't have 100 kids there. He ended up with about 70 kids during that week, and so it was pretty packed. And so we had to kind of limit the kids that went from our group, but it was a really great experience. Then we had an overnight camp at Real Foot Youth Camp in the metropolis of Hornbeek, Tennessee. The ironic part about that is my mother was actually born in Hornbeek, Tennessee. Anybody ever heard of Hornbeek, Tennessee before camp started? Probably not, but interesting fact there. But we had about 37 campers that went, and about 13 or 14 adults. And then, of course, we had Charlie. And that was really great. And we also had, this time, we had Xander and Campbell there. And so we had lots of energy, and they did an awesome job. Xander got Junior Camper of the Week. Good job, Xander. He's going to cry again. Okay. He cries. He's just so humble. He's unlike his father. He's so humble. And so here is our picture of us, in one of our devotional periods. Matt has them enthusiastically involved, except for Nehemiah. I'm not sure what he's doing. He knows that somebody's taking a picture. And so there he is. And so we had about 37 campers, 13 staff, and there's our group picture. And the pink t-shirts were a big hit, except they were very bright in the picture. So the guys had the green army. It was Call of Duty was our theme, and we talked a lot about Christian warfare. And there's our group picture. Okay, July Day Camp, hosted by Otter Creek Church of Christ Youth Group. This is the second year, right, that they've been doing this. And they actually come here and they stay in our building. And they treat it as if they went to Minnesota. They're right across town, but they're able to just come and they camp out and they stay. And they basically take care of everything. They take care of the financing and everything during the week. And it is an absolutely fantastic. Their group is awesome. And there's a picture of our group picture. The end of the week. So, okay, let's talk a little bit about our mission trip. This is the second year that we have gone to a small church in the town of Schenectady, New York. And this was a real joy when door knocking to say, hey, we're from the Schenectady Church of Christ. Either you mispronounce it or you spit on people, you know, one or the other. And so, they live there. So if you mispronounce it, it's very obvious to them. But it's a very small, probably a church of, we never could get a firm number of how many actually go there, but I think somewhere in the low 20s of people that are actually members there that spend, that worship there on a regular basis. They've, because of some of the area problems, they had a factory move away, they had a naval base that moved away. They have really been struggling over the past few years. And so last year we went there and we kind of set the tone by doing a very large door knocking campaign. We door knocked, I don't remember what it was last year, maybe 25 or 3,000 doors last year. I don't really remember. But this year, we scaled it down, and we really, and Chris is going to talk about this, But we really kind of went to one area that we knew that we would probably get some response. And so we spent some time there and trying to encourage the church. And you don't always get visible response, but we got a very good visible response this time. But also, we were able to really work and encourage the church there. And they have some real issues. They have some real problems, as with every small church. But they don't. They just don't have the core of workers that we're privileged to have at Echo Hills and other places may have. And so it's a real encouragement for them when we're able to go there. Okay, this is our group picture of the last day. It's a little dark, but when we were getting ready to go home or go on one of our adventures. Okay, Chris is going to talk about door knocking.
For those of you who haven't been door knocking before, it's not an easy thing to do. We had several new guys go this week, guys and girls, that had never knocked on a door before. And so to just walk up to someone's house and knock on a door and tell them about Christ is a huge deal. And so over the years, we've kind of changed the way we've door knocked. And as Dave said, we scaled it down this year. We actually only probably door knocked an area about as big as the Rivergate Mall area in streets. And it was probably in total about 12 streets. But in those 12 streets, we passed out 1,000 brochures. And the houses are so close together, it's hard to do it justice on the pictures that we have. But it's just a house after house after house, every street. And so this year we focused on a small area, passed out 1,000 flyers in 2 days. And really that time that we did that was about 4 total hours of door knocking. So it's amazing that the teens that we had got out there and passed out 1,000 brochures in about 4 hours time. So Monday morning, Brandon and Jim got up and set up our routes where we're going to go, and we took out 2 vans. And we started door knocking. So each van had about 8 kids on it, and we would send out in groups where they would all stay close together on one street. And this is actually, Brooke, this was your first time to door knock, wasn't it? And so she's out, and this was the first day kind of getting out and getting used to door knocking, and we got Kelsey helping her to teach her how to do it. And later on, Brooke was out by herself going doors. Obviously, we don't let her get too far down the road from everybody, but they would be staying close together, but they would go by themselves to doors. And it's a big deal to go up somebody's door. You never know what you're going to get. I'll let them tell you stories about what they saw and what happened on their trips. There's always good stories that come out of it. I remember Courtney, the very first door, very first person, the guy told her, "You need to get off this street. Nobody wants you around here." And there was a bunch of them there. And so what did they do? Keep on walking and keep going down the street. There you see Jaquan going up to the door. It's like he's either leaving a flyer or trying to peek in the windows. I don't know. So just walking down the street, people come up to you and you just talk to them. We had this happen a bunch of times. I have another picture here in a minute. You'll see all the kids. But people were just walking up and down the street. And it was just packed full of people. You couldn't go probably 100 yards without running into 2 or 3 people just walking down the road. There's not a lot of people who have cars. They just walk wherever they're going to go. The response was so good on Monday from people saying, we want to be picked up, that we didn't think we were going to go back out Tuesday. We didn't think we could fit that many people in the vans. So we were going to go back out Monday afternoon, and we didn't. We waited to see how it went, and we filled up probably one full vehicle on Monday, so we went back out on Tuesday. Here you see the guys walking up and down the street. That's Tad there. I don't know if any of you guys know him. You've seen him around. That's one of Jim's friends. But he went with us and got out on his own, him and Ernest there. And this was one house we went to, and there was probably 8 kids running around at this house. And this is what we're looking for when we go door knocking in an area, because we're door knocking for a VBS. So this was one of the areas that the kids spent a lot of time talking to them there. And talking. I think the parents were somewhere around close by, maybe up the street a little bit. I'll let Brandon talk about the response later when he's up here talking about the van route, so I don't want to ruin that for him. This is Demarion here standing with Brandon. He is one of the members at Schenectady's Sons, and he was actually supposed to be in a camp all week. And he talked his mom into letting him not go to his camp so that he could come with us. He was so excited to go door knocking. I don't know how old he is. He's probably 9, 10, yeah. Courtney cheesing it up. And we also came upon a park that was just full of kids and didn't know what was really going on. We found out later that up there they have lunch programs every day in the summer that they give a free lunch to any kid who shows up. It doesn't matter who you are. Yeah, Maddox sees Ernie. Yeah. So we had the kids, they just went up and walked around the park. This program was run by schools, churches, and companies, and it was a partnership in the community, something very unique that we really hadn't seen before, and it was a really unique idea that would be really cool to do here if we had a good area to do it. So now we're going to let Dave come back up again and talk about BBS.
So this was really for our as a group, this is really our first attempt, well, put it this way, our first attempt at a VBS without Judy being in charge of it. Judy, afterwards, I'd like to bow at your feet. And Judy has always done an amazing job of organizing our VBSs. And this time I tried to do it. And although it went off like normally happens, I flew by the seat of my pants and it went okay. It was a headache on everybody else. We were scrambling around trying to get enough crafts, and we're trying to figure out this and that. And I'll have a little better handle on it for next time, unless I can talk Judy into helping us organize it before we go. I don't think she wants to travel to New York 16 hours in a van. But maybe we can fly you up there. No, never mind. Maybe we can put you on a train. No, never mind. Okay. So we door knocked with the specific purpose of inviting the kids to Vacation Bible School. And we had these flyers, and they had all these different things in there. And it had information about the church in it. It had information about relationship with God and becoming a Christian. And it also had a big thing on the front about coming to Bible boot camp, which is what we called our VBS this time. And so we would start out, and at the beginning of the week, Sunday night was a little small because we hadn't door knocked yet. But then Monday night, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night, boom! There was an explosion on Wednesday night of kids, The kids really seemed to enjoy just the very little bit that we were able to do. It was not, you know, it was not a five-star production by any means. Maybe two, maybe one and a half stars of organization. The kids and everybody did an awesome job with what they were handed. But we would start out every night, and we would begin with this doofus up there leading singing. That's me, by the way. And I was the quote-unquote the general, and so we would talk about, we would lead singing. We did several songs about military, our Lord's Army, those kind of songs. And then each of our Bible stories were based around the military. And I could not keep the kids off the stage. They wanted to come up there and help me lead singing, and I was more than happy for them to do that. The guy on the right is Daniel, who's the preacher's son. And kid on the left, I'm not sure who that is, but he's wearing a cape or something. So, and they would find props up there that we had used in the skits, and they would just put them on. So, it was very cool, very fun time for the kids. Here we are. I think this may have been the first night because everybody looks fairly calm. It was not a lot less calm later. But here's some of the singing that we were doing. And then we would do skits, and we learned quickly that you can't just ad-lib skits with kids who... it was interesting the first night. Not sure we got anything right in the Bible story at all. But anyway, Chris would narrate, and then the kids would act out the stories. And a lot of times they were makeshift costumes, because guess who forgot the costume box with all the Bible costumes in it? Brandon. Actually, my intern. It's all her fault. Way to go, Courtney. But they would do these skits, and the kids were really engaged in the skits that we did. This is David and Goliath, and you have I'm not sure who that armor bearer is with that long hair, but anyway, they would just find. I bought a box and it had a bunch of random stuff in it, and they would just make it work. Goliath wore basketball shorts, I'm sure, and a helmet that was coming apart. But anyway, kids didn't seem to notice or care. And we split the kids up into groups, and then the groups would go. It's typical VBS. They would go downstairs, and some would do crafts, and some would do snack, and then some would go outside. And they have a huge area where you can play, and the weather was very nice, except for one day it rained. But other than that, the weather was very nice, and we were able to split the kids and to do those different rotations. There's the food. Brooke seems very happy with whatever she ate. And then we would do different games outside. They tried to do the real complicated games, and the kids were like, "Can we just play Duck, Duck, Goose?" And so or Ring Around the Rosie, and so we ended up just kind of doing what the kids want to do. Just give them a time outside to just kind of run around and have a good time, and get to know the teens and the adults that were there with them. There's another picture, and the guy right in the middle there is Jake. And that is Sarah's brother. And Jake and Denise came over and stayed with us all week and helped us with the VBS. They live in Syracuse. And they're just a huge help. And Jake says that he wants wherever we're going next year, if we don't go there, he says sign up for four more, because they're going with us wherever it is. So and he takes off work, and it's very difficult for him to take off work, and he really sacrifices to come. They had a car issue the whole time. They had a hard time, but they were a joy to be there with. And then there's Nichelle with a couple of kids helping them out. And then I'm not sure if Ernest is arguing with Sean or if he is helping. Are you arguing with Sean or helping? You don't remember? Probably arguing with Sean. Yeah, that's probably right. And then at the very end, we'd come back upstairs and we would sing again. And more kids would get on the stage. And by the end of the week, I think this may have been the last night, but by the end of the week, a lot of the younger kids wanted to get up on the stage and help lead singing, and it was really great. And most of them were singing by the end of the week, and they knew the songs, and they were, like I say, you see the Indian hat. They just found props and they just put them on and then got up there. So it was really cool. This is Wrapped Up, Tied Up. They really liked that song. Okay, Brandon, you got this one? Brandon's going to talk about a couple of things. He's going to talk about the response about how the kids came.
Yes. Well, before I get into the neighborhood block party, as Dave said, we had a great group of adults travel up with us, and also some like Jake and Denise, and also Adam and Laura were there a lot. Adults and other members of the church there. I think Dave was going to talk about them too in a little bit. But a really great team of adults there. We really miss Blake and Sarah and Mama Lou. They've always been a crucial part of work, especially the logistics, getting everybody where they need to go and helping with meals and all kinds of things. So we really miss them this year. Really thankful for Becky and Emily taking up a lot of those things this year. But just a great group. And so we want to invite any other adults who see this and you can get the week off or whatever. Love to have you come along also. On the last night of VBS, before VBS started, we had what we called a neighborhood block party, where we invited the community. As we were door knocking, we were inviting them to this block party also. It was a cookout and just games in the yard beside and behind the church building. And really, it's a great time just for us to build relationships and get to know the people who've been coming to VBS. Because, you know, VBS is great. You're doing all kinds of activities together and things, but it's really, there's a lot going on the whole time. You don't have really much time to just talk and get to know the people who are coming. So this gives us an opportunity before VBS starts that night to really just spend some time eating dinner together and get to know the people who've been coming. So so here's, like I said, we had a cookout here. Tables set up kind of beside the church building. Um, See, this is Elroy. Is he a member of the Albany Church?
Yes.
Okay. So he and his family are members at the Albany Church, which is about 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. But this is where it was at his house that Becky and most or just about all the girls stayed at their house all week. But he came and helped grill the hamburgers. They've also was getting some of that action. We just had a great, the second time we did the block party, and it's a grant again, just like last year. We had a great turnout. A lot of people from the community came. And this is what I really enjoyed watching was, well, not the, poor kid there, I don't know who that is. Turan, looks like maybe. What I mean is, I enjoy watching our teens interact with the kids and from the neighborhood there who brought for VBS. But I was just standing back there. I just like to stand up there near the food and watch out in the yard. It was amazing to see how the teens were just spread out among the whole crew. All the kids were out there spread out, and the teens were interspersed among the kids. So it wasn't like you might imagine, you know, all the teens hanging out together over here and all the little kids running crazy over here. No, it was all of our teens were spread out among the whole crowd and doing different games, activities with the kids. See? I'm not sure what game that is, Ernest. You hitting the volleyball there together? Something? Of course, yeah. Here, now this is more my speed right here. But yeah, we just, this gentleman over here was just a man from the, a lot of the people that you see were, we were running our vans and picking up people from the places where we had door knocked. This man right here was just a man and his daughter that were passing by and saw this going on, and they stopped by to check out what's going on. And so this is what it's all about, is making these new contacts for the church, start new relationships that the church then can follow up with later after we leave. And as Chris said, was talking about, as we're door knocking, we're saying, you know, if you need transportation, we can offer a ride on our van. Just give us a call at the church building, and we'll set that up. Well, immediately we started getting lots of calls. And thanks to Emily working those phones, and we got lots of messages on the answer machine. Emily was calling back and setting it all up. And we were concerned after that first day of door knocking. We're like, we're getting such a response. We like Chris said, we stopped door knocking because we were afraid we wouldn't have the capacity in our vans to keep picking the people up. So we waited. That was Monday. We waited to see how it would go Monday night, and we ended up just filling up one van on Monday night. So then, like Chris said, we continued door knocking Tuesday. By Tuesday, we had almost both vans filled up. On Wednesday night, the van I was driving was at capacity. The other van, I'm not sure how many people poured off that 15-passenger vehicle, but I think it was more than 15. Anyway, it was great. But we made lots of new contacts that the church now can follow up with. Here's Bill McCaffrey. He's the preacher there at the church, and he's riding the bus, getting to know the people there that we picked up that night. Lots of new kids. This right here, we're here on left, is Turan. It was one family at the church. It was the mom, Lashika, and her two sons, Demarian and Turan, who are just they were a huge part of helping that week while we were there, but they're an integral part of the church there all the time. And so Turan here is there all the time, but the others you'll see are new. Enjoying the snacks, I guess. I hope that's what that is. Snacks. Yeah, it's like more snack time. These right here in the corner, these two guys and the girl across. And there was one more little boy, Judah, was a family of four, and their mom came too. And that was the thing too. A lot of parents also were coming with their kids. You might see on the bus, that bus picture. A lot of parents were coming with their kids, and so we got to know family units. And this one family in particular, it was actually, they go to a church, it's called the Bible Church of Christ, in another town, not far. I'm not sure how far away it was, but anyway, they seem to really connect, and we're hoping that they can maybe help out the church there during the year too while we're gone. They were a great family. So there you go again, here with all Dave and all his helpers leading the singing. I talked about how the teens were intermixed among all the kids, but they were also talking to the adults who came. This is Nichelle talking to some of the parents who had gotten on the bus that night. And she sat there quite a while, talking, getting to know them. So, let Dave pick up.
I want to say that I had to make a difficult choice in doing this presentation because Sean is not here today. Sean had a trip that was already planned, and he couldn't get out of it. But if I'd done it last week or next week, Brandon wouldn't be here. Brandon is headed back to Cambodia on Tuesday. And so I definitely wanted Brandon to be here for the, you know, Sean will be mad at me, but he's always mad at me. So I'm kidding. Sean totally understood. And Sean would have been a part of this presentation. It was a very integral part of our team. But he wasn't able to be here today. And we definitely want to make sure this will be Brandon's last Sunday with us before he goes back. And so we want to make sure that we wish him well and give him all the hugs you can give him for a month till he comes back. Sorry, I'm starting rumors. No, I don't know. Anyway, so why do we do mission trips? I don't know how many mission trips that I've led as a youth minister. I'm probably 30 or more. I don't know how many trips I've been on as just a team member overseas and other places. So why do we do mission trips? For us, it has never been about the numbers. That's the first question anybody's ever going to ask. You got any baptisms? Did you have any? How many people came? To be honest with you, I didn't keep up. Now Bill kept a record, and he was excited about the number of people that were there. But I didn't keep numbers. That's not how we judge the value of what we do. It's not how we judge the value of what we do here at Reach during the regular year. It's not the number of kids. It's what you provide to those kids when they come. And it's building the relationships, building the special relationships with each other. And so that's what the foundation for any of these mission trips is building the relationships that we have. Several of our kids built long-lasting relationships with some of the kids there at Schenectady. Our kids were right. They were so hands-on. Best team of kids that I've ever taken anywhere. Best group of leaders as far as kids go that I've taken anywhere. And these guys got right in there and did what we asked them to do and went even way beyond what we asked them to do, building relationships with these kids. They get it. It's not about going there and working so we can go to New York City and go to an amusement park. It's all about these special relationships that we're able to build. Lady on the left is Lashika. And, you know, at the beginning of the week, honestly, I'll tell you, I was a little discouraged because it didn't seem like many of the church members were really that integral in what we were trying to do. The preacher there, Bill, we'll talk about him in a second, he works a full-time job somewhere else and just works there on the weekends and just when he can. And so we were a little discouraged, but then we met Lashika. And Lashika was actually was right in the neighborhood that we were door knocking. She lives right in the middle of that neighborhood and knows and was right in there getting to know people and saying, you know, hey, I'm going to come down and visit you and I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. She was right in the middle of everything. And so if we didn't do anything else, we built up Lashika's her confidence and we built up her desire to work more for the Lord in the area where she lives. And then, of course, this is Demarion, her son. And I don't know if you can see what he's got there. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's a napkin, but it's got all the kids, it's got a lot of the kids' names on it. Everybody's on there but me, so. I must be on the other side. What? But you can spell everybody's name. He literally, the first day, he had to go to this camp. And it was a cool camp. It was not something that was awful. It was a really cool sports camp or something he was doing. And he begged his mom not to go to camp so he could hang out with us. And so he could go door knocking, and so he could be there with us when we were doing it. And that says a lot about him, but I think it really gave him some encouragement. The man on the right, his name is Fred, and his wife's name is, what's again, Chris? I was going to say Fred and Ethel, and I know it's not right. Fred and Sue. And honestly, I met Fred and Sue on Sunday, and they live part-time in Florida, actually more in Florida, and they live in New York just during the summers. And they used to live there all the time. So they're not really an integral part of the church the whole year. But they're, at first I was like, man, I told Chris and Emily this is where they were going to be staying for the week. And I could just see Chris's face. He was like, because Fred was a very interesting guy to talk to. He seemed very dry and seemed very, you know, like he was just barely making it around, you know. But come to find out, the guy's a pilot, and he'd owned his own company for years, and he's just a really interesting and vibrant guy, both of them. They're just a vibrant couple. And Chris and Emily built a very, very strong relationship with them over the course of the week. Fred came to Chris at the end of the week, and he said, I guess Fred would be okay with me telling him this. Came to Chris at the end of the week and said, hey, you know, I'd like to, do you guys ever do anything fun while you're here? All I see you do is work. He said, I'd like to finance you guys doing something fun. And so whatever you need, you tell me, and I'll give you what you need. During the week, we didn't have any time to do anything fun, and there wasn't really anything, okay, no offense to Schenectady, there wasn't really anything fun to do around Schenectady. That wasn't going to take us a whole day. You just couldn't run out and do something. And so what we ended up doing is deciding the kids, during the middle of the week, we had decided not to go to New York City because we'd been there, and we'd been there, done that. Well, the kids were just dying to go to New York City again. And so we decided we would throw it in the middle of the trip. And Brandon planned it once again, you know, got it all together. No, anyway, we were old hat. We were able to do it with no problem. And Chris talked to Fred and told him kind of what we were doing. And Fred handed him an envelope and said, here, I hope this will help defray your costs. It was $1,000. And Chris and Emily especially, and mostly Maddox, had made such an impact on them in what they were doing. And they saw the impact that our teens were making in their community that he wanted to help. And, you know, that was a very generous thing that he did. We didn't really ask him for any set amount or what he's going to cost us, but it did cover our trip to New York and a few other things. And so we're very excited about that relationship that we've built. And then this is Bill, and I'm not sure what he's doing, if he's taking his laundry to the laundromat or what, but I thought it was trash at first, but it's clothes. Bill seemed, when we got there, to be very discouraged. And I can understand what trying to work with the church basically by yourself, he and his wife. And they live right next door to the church, in the church house, and it's just 24/7 for them. When he's not working, he's at the church, and he's trying to build things at the church. But by the end of the week, I could definitely see a vibrancy that was not there when we left. And he came to me before we left, and he said, listen, we need you guys to come back. I know this may not have been the greatest trip you've ever had, but we need you guys to come back here and help us get something and help us get this momentum, keep it going. We're going to keep it going during the year, and we certainly hope that's the case. And then, of course, we build relationships with each other. Sean was Maddox's keeper for most of the week. While Chris was doing he had some responsibilities for VBS. Emily was, and Becky were cooking most of the week. Unfortunately, I'm sorry for that, but that's how it ended up. And doing the crafts and whatever. Sean was Maddox's keeper, and so anywhere Maddox was, basically Sean was. And so they're actually both playing video games or something. I'm not sure what they're doing. But anyway. This is Tad and I think Jaquan. Is you? Okay. All right. We went to an Army-Navy store to buy a few supplies before the VBS started. We bought a few decorations and whatever. We did not buy the gas masks, but they thought they were so cool, and so they put them on. And you know, Tad coming, he lives in Henderson all year, and built. I think he had a really hard time going back home after he stayed with our guys for that week, especially his buddies. This is our group in New York right before we went over to the city. They just enjoyed being together. They were a real joy. Here's us on the subway, enjoying being together. Not necessarily enjoying the subway, but it was okay. And then this is in Times Square, the five amigos. or the minion. I mean, the leader and then his minions, I guess. I don't know. But anyway. And then this is our group picture as in Times Square of all the kids that went. When we got done, we were really tired. And this is Brandon curled up in the fetal position on the way home. It does not look very comfortable, but I don't know, Brandon. Was it comfortable? it was a very tiring week, and it was a very, very great experience. I want to just mention briefly, if you are a teen and went on the, I know we had several that couldn't be here today, but if you were a teen that went on the mission trip, stand up. Teen or preteen, sorry, Casey. Okay, and there were a few others. And then I know Courtney was kind of an adult-ish figure on the trip. Now, she did an awesome job. Courtney did a lot of work as an intern on the trip. And then, of course, Chris and Emily went, and Maddox, and then Brandon, and Chef, and me, and Becky, and Sean. Did anybody else out? And then, of course, Jake and Denise were there all week. And so really want to appreciate it. Here's the other thing. If you were involved in any one of our summer programs this summer, I want you to stand up. If you're involved in adult or anybody, if you're involved in any of our summer programs, that helping out or being a part of it, and there are others that aren't here. And so, I want you guys to know how much I appreciate all your work and what you've done to help Youngstown, to help with Reach. I'm going to be putting together, hopefully, and getting this on our website, putting together some, each one of these events will have its own slideshow, and we'll have a link to it on our website if you want to go in and see a few more pictures of like camp or day camps or whatever. We took tons of pictures, not quite as many as Stevie took last summer at camp, but we did take quite a few. And so I'm going to try to have those out there so you can look at them and you can kind of see a few more details of some of the other events that took place. But one of the things that Reach is all about is helping people to see Jesus. A lot of these kids don't know Jesus when they come here. Or they've heard the name, but it's usually connected with a cuss word. They don't know who he is, and they don't know what he's all about. And they don't know why people would run a bus, and they'd pick up kids, and they would have Bible classes, and they would spend all the money and time doing these things. And we try to explain to them that it's not us, that it's all about Christ. It's all about building that positive relationship so we can show Christ to them in their life. And if that's not the goal, if that's not what's seeking to be accomplished, then all the other stuff is not worth anything. I mean, it's a lot of fun, but if that's not our purpose, our goal, then we're in trouble. And so that's what we seek to keep in the forefront of our minds and our hearts. And there may be some today here that are seeking that relationship with Christ, or maybe struggling in your relationship with Christ, and would like to talk to somebody today about it. Would like to share something with us about a struggle that you're having, and that opportunity is available for you today. And we here at Echo Hill say this a lot, but it is definitely true. We're a family, and we care about each member. We care about each one in our family, and we love to share with you, we'd love for you to share with us about anything that you're struggling with. And so we're going to sing the song Break My Heart, and as we sing that, let's all stand, and if you have a need, then you can come to the front as we stand and sing. Break my heart, dear Lord, tear the barriers down, show me convicting tears, the glory of your crown. My heart is hard, my soul so weak, the ways of evil cut so deep. I need you, to come inside and gently break my sin is great, but I can see the glory set for me. Show me, Father, where to start and gently break my heart. My heart is hard, my soul so weak. The ways of evil cut so deep. I need you, Lord, to come inside and gently break my heart. All right, be seated.